Oh, fuck. You know what? Just fuck off. That's all I have to say, guys. Fuck the right fucking... Fuck you right in the ass and fuck off. I thought I had new sound effects on my soundboard. Excuse me, that was actually from the body. But I don't. It never loaded on. Fucking piece of shit. I tell you, this tech bullshit. Welcome to the fucking show, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. This tech bullshit is bullshit. It is 5:58. March the 8th. 34 degrees. Shove that up your ass and get pregnant from it, you absolute scoundrel and dogs. How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen out there? Brothers and sisters of the Mujahideen, let me hear you dead to the west. What's going on? You guys good? It's been an emotional few days for me. There's something so fucking boring and depressing about the city. I can't take it. And I feel bad saying that, but everyone is so fucking well-to-do, fucking button-up shirt, old, I play golf, fucking wine-drinking queers, you know? And they're very nice. Very nice. But I don't want to, you know what I mean? I'm just bored. I'm bored, man. I'm ready to go home. This part was funner, like, I fucking hate to say it. I hate to say it. But the constant part, like, they were just, like, they had fucking oil and gas money or whatever the fuck they had. They had drilling money. They had mining money. They were young. They were dumb. They were full of cum. These cunts have some sort of old church money. And just clean shirts. And they get offended by fucking swear. They get offended by cunt. I swear to God. No one told me this, but I've been doing cunty this and cunty that. You know, laughing at the world because it's so accepted here. And they're pulling back like, no, no, no. That's just everywhere else. Not here. We colonized here properly. Properly? Have you been to the park? It's full of the originals. The Abo originals, you know. They live in tents. It's an absolute farce. Fuck, I'd be pissed if I was indigenous. I'd die that much. I am indigenous. I'm indigenous Irish. Thank God we don't have any white crackers fucking snapping whips on our backs anymore. Sucks to be the ancestors, like, but we got away with it, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom. Thank God for William Wallace. That was Scotland. And also he was Australian. But you know what I mean? I'm from a generation that was educated by the movies, Hollywood, so I don't know anything about anything. How are we doing? 34, 35 degrees. And this is meant to be autumn here, you know what I mean? And it's South Australia. I mean, it's close to the fucking Antarctic, but it's this hot. Thank God for Taylor Swift and her 9 planes. That's all I'll say. Thank you, Taylor. Because this is what we need. I like the heat, and I think she should get 10 planes. I saw a meme, and I think it's true. It's a meme of her eating an ice cream around a lot of starving black African children, and the children are crying. And she's just enjoying an ice cream. And I heard that she flew to Africa to shoot that photo because she thought it was funny, because she doesn't like black children. But I mean, look, there's a massive chance that it's not even true. But why would a meme lie? In the post-truth era, why would anyone lie when there is no truth? Do you know what I'm talking about? You fucking Philistines. Let's get deep, biblical. Because it's biblical outside. That's kind of heat it is. Desert heat. Wandering across the desert like the Jews for 40 years, kind of heat. I tell you, if I was wandering across the desert for 40 years, I'd be pissed off. I'd be so pissed off as well, I might fucking clobber the shit out of a load of toddlers. Folks, I gotta go all the way up to this place called Port Adelaide to do a show in... I should be leaving real soon. I'm just lethargic. That's what I got, lethargy. I'm trying to think of anything interesting, you know what I mean, to say about anything, you know? I don't know. Should I try a new gender? Everything else, I've done everything else, you know what I mean? Why don't I just wear a fucking dress? Why don't I just steal one of my wife's dresses and just go and do this gig and not even mention it to anyone? Oh. Me and Richie picked a name for our Edinburgh split show, right? I wanted Window Licky with Mark and Richie. I wanted that. Then we had a lot of ones, crackheads, fucking funny crackheads, afternoon crackheads, tits and cigarettes, all these names. We had to settle on something because the deadline was there. I don't know if it's final, but he's made a thumbnail. But we settled on two guys, one pub. A playoff of two girls, one cup. Two guys, one pub. Yeah, I know it's fucking 15, 20 years old. But look, I fucking don't. I don't have the energy, man. I don't have the energy anymore for any of this. I'm waiting for fucking the return of the Messiah to tell me personally, that I'm one of the chosen ones. And I could leave this fucking forsaken earth, you know? Like with a guest pass to, like, I don't know, wherever is better. It better be fucking 35 or 34 degrees there. They better have a fucking Taylor Swift destroying Europe with her planes, wherever the next dimension is, because I refuse to be surrounded by the fucking drizzle. I came from the drizzle. My bones were set in the muck of the drizzle. That's who I am, and I don't fucking want this. I like the dust. The dust. Oh my god, I'm such a retard. Sometimes I miss school, you know what I mean? English class, you know? You get the rugging. When you're under pressure to write something, you know? To try and sound smart, like Sylvia Plath. Remember that? You sound too smart, what happens? You get fucking sad, you put your head in the fucking oven. You get sad and put your head in the fucking oven. Give me your nauseating liquors. I want some boppies. You know what I mean? I want some heroin. God, I've been sober a week. Pretty much. I haven't had a drink in a week. Can you believe that? I think I'm like a fucking anti-alcohol fundamental religious zealot. I think you should be stoned to death if you take a sup of the devil's water. You know what I mean? That's how much I changed in a week. Although I heard there might be free booze Sunday night after the last show we're doing in Port Adelaide. So I'll probably have a drink then and forget all about my my new haram ties to Islam. Oh God, life didn't turn out the way anyone expected, did it? I went to Irish school for 6 years. Everyone I went to school with got some sort of high-paying fucking government shitty dickhead admin cunt tourist board faggy fucking job. And I chose the path of unskilled barman, unskilled labourer, unskilled comedian, and man who can't speak English straight. This is how fucking the Unabomber happened. Some guy was alone too long and just realised he was a genius, and he sent a bomb in the post. If you look at, like, I imagine the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, is it Ted Kaczynski? Yeah, I think it's Ted. Theodore Kaczynski, yeah. I imagine he had, like, all his fucking, papers in front of him with all these complex, like, equations and fucking how the machines are going to take over. And then you look at the papers in front of me and it says, gender neutral bathroom, mustache, urban legend. All my fucking retarded jokes that I hate. Maybe if I burn them. If I burn the jokes. If I start a fire out and put all my jokes into it, maybe somehow, like, in a kind of a native way. In a kind of an indigenous native way, because I'm kind of in touch with the land these days. It will, like, they will turn to smoke and they'll become one with the ether. And then they might be better. Does that make sense? Does anything make sense? Does anything make sense? Alright, folks, I gotta go. It's a paid gig. What the fuck can I say? I can't stand around here all day fucking chatting shit to you. I gotta do this paid gig, and it pays $100. $100 Australian. Let's do the conversion on that right now. Oh, it's fucking £3.50. Let me tell you, that joke works every time in this fucking godforsaken country. Alright, have a nice fucking day, cunts. Peace out, cunts. Cunt.